Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time, $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply. T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I would happen to be JR. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Our super producer and host, Dave Shepard, is coming to you live from New York City. And we're going to be here for the next 3 hours. Thank you to every person who tuned in to the start of the show. We get going 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. We talked about Victor Wembanyama. San Antonio Spurs got the first overall pick in the draft this year. Congratulations to them. There's a French connection. Tony Parker, Boris Diaw. Certain things just always happen to fall into place, don't they? We'll talk more about that. Hey, we got a Western Conference Finals Game 1 going on right now in the NBA. The Denver Nuggets, they are taking care of the Lakers 121-110. About a little less than halfway here through the fourth quarter. And the Lakers are just trying to go on a run here. At one point, the Denver Nuggets led by 21 points. Right before the break, we also talked about the New York Yankees and the Blue Jays. I guess they just hate each other. I guess they would, playing in the American League East. You know, last night there were some, you know, vague cheating accusations about Aaron Judge looking in the dugout before smashing a giant home run. And then tonight, Domingo Germán, Yankees pitcher, he gets thrown out of the game. Too much sticky stuff on his hands. I wonder if this is what the umpires go to school for. Hey, we got a whole class where you got to rub up on another man's hands and determine how sticky they are. Maybe the umpires can apply for another job. But let me relax. Anyway, we'll keep you updated here on the Los Angeles Lakers and the Denver Nuggets. And then we'll talk about Devontae Adams. Says that he is a self-made dude. He doesn't need Aaron Rodgers. We got Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow told everybody, yeah, I'm about to get my money, but I ain't going to talk to you about it. And then also, this goes back to last hour, and let's just get this out the way right the hell now. I tweeted out over the weekend. I said, when does Doc Rivers get fired? Is it tonight, Sunday? Is it Monday, or is it Tuesday? And it just so happened to be Tuesday. Doc Rivers has been given the boot. And to the shock of probably absolutely no one, he is no longer the coach of the Philadelphia 76ers after 3 seasons. He took over for Brett Brown, and these NBA coaches continue to just play musical chairs. It was reported that James Harden would not return to the 76ers if Doc Rivers was the coach. What a shock, right? What a surprise. Because after the game, you know, after the Celtics just ran through them on Sunday, 112-88, it's the same James Harden who was asked about his relationship with Doc Rivers. And James Harden sounded like he'd rather just have a root canal. Listen to this.
When you got here, you said that one of the reasons you wanted to come, if I'm not mistaken, was Doc. How has your relationship been with Doc, and would you like to see him back?
Our relationship is okay.
He didn't even know what words to say. Can we hear that James Harden response? It sounded like he was... There's a scene in The Simpsons where they zoom in on Homer Simpson's brain. And Homer Simpson There's no brain up there. It's a monkey playing the cymbals. James Harden's response was about five or six, seven different words before he could get this out. Let's take a listen to James Harden again. What do you say?
Our relationship is okay.
He didn't know what the hell to say. Just a million different words. Yeah, now Doc Rivers is gone. And so what does that mean? That James Harden's going to stick around because Daryl Morey is his buddy? Or is James Harden now going to go to Houston? I mean, Houston, by the way, they will be selecting a fourth in the draft this year. Portland 3, Charlotte 2, San Antonio 1. We'll get back into Wembanyama. And this is the same Doc Rivers. He was asked at the end of the blowout, you going to be the coach next year? And Doc already knew, this is a tough business.
Are you planning to be the coach of the team next year?
Yeah. I think I got 2 years left. So,
given the tenor of what you've seen happen in the last two or three days, where coaches of the year, guys with titles.
Yeah, no one's safe in our business, and I get that.
That first question is hilarious to me. You plan on being a coach next year? What's Doc Rivers supposed to say? Nope. I'm expecting him to fire my ass right when I get off this stage. What's he supposed to say?
I got a question for you, JR.
What is it?
Doc's lying. Doc understands that he did not do a great job this year. Wasn't great the last 3 years. There are two coaches in the NBA that are safe for as long as they want to be. You and I both know that, and Doc knows that too.
Play Doc Rivers' response one more time.
Are you planning to be the coach of the team next year?
Yeah. I think I got 2 years left. So,
given the tenor of what you've seen happen in the last two or three days, where coaches of the year, guys with titles.
Yeah, no one's safe in our business, and I get that.
There are.
No, come on, Shep, man.
The guy who just got the number one pick.
Why are you being so literal here? We saw so many coaches. He's not going hardcore. So first of all, Doc is lying. Everybody who stands in front of a microphone for a press conference in professional sports, for the most part, whether you want to call it a lie or not being honest, it's a matter of fact. Nobody puts all their cards out on the table. Even if Doc Rivers is fully aware that there's a great chance that he is not going to return, he does himself no favors to stand up there and go, no. He does himself no favors. Financially, from a professional setting, you might as well ask LeBron James, hey, LeBron, do you think you played okay at the end of tonight? Nobody tells the full answer. And for what Doc Rivers' point was, it doesn't matter how much success you have or don't have, you can win a championship and you can get the boot. We know that Spoelstra's not going anywhere.
Thank you.
No, it's not thank you. It's fact. He said it's a tough business and no one is safe. He didn't mark a box for every single coach. For the majority of coaches, almost all of them can go. It's a general statement. Why are you taking it so literal?
Well, no, because JR, he deserved to go. Like, he got out coached.
No, that's not the point. No. The point is, why are you taking it so literal?
Because he's trying to play victim. He's trying to make people feel bad and have some kind of sympathy for him because it's a tough business.
Why are you drawing so deep into this? He made a general statement about coaches in the NBA. He could have made a general statement about the coaching profession and all of professional sports. It is a fact. No one is safe. Does that mean there are a few coaches that we know they got a job in perpetuity? Yeah. But for the most part, it is a matter of fact. Coaches are not safe. We had a whole conversation last night about it, how if you are a coach, you're pretty much a scapegoat. If you are a coach, you are hired to be fired. If you are a coach, it doesn't matter how much success you have. There's a good chance if you are our Nick Nurse or you are Budenholzer, we live in a what have you done for me lately world. These dudes get fired. And I don't think Doc is out here trying to play victim. The man has been in the NBA for the better part of 40 years. He understands the game. He understands the nature. What did you want Doc Rivers to say at the end of that press conference given what he was asked.
No, I think you can say I hope to be back, but the reality is we did not do what we were expected to do. We had game six in our hands. We let it slip through our fingertips, and the reality is they are justified if they feel like I'm no longer the right voice for this team moving forward. I would have had a lot more respect for Doc Rivers.
Nobody sits around and says, hey, sure, fire me now.
Well, no, but you can say we fell short of expectations, and they have a right to do what they want to do, and Daryl Morey and Josh Harris. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
For context's sake.
Right.
I didn't listen to Doc Rivers' entire I'm a loser, I might get fired press conference. But for what we just played here, he was asked a simple question. I'm sure he was already asked about the team. He was asked a simple question about his own standing, and he answered it. And so to think that he should have said, oh, man, well, we didn't live up to expectations. Hey, you think you're going to be back next year? Doc Rivers had a simple answer. Hey, I'm under contract. What you want? What else you want the guy to say? I'm sure he had a whole press conference, which he did.
Right.
And I'm sure he was asked about the team.
It is emblematic, JR, of that entire 76ers organization, whether it's Doc Rivers, whether it's James Harden, whether it's the fake MVP. Sorry, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but he shouldn't have won. Joel Embiid even said, and you played it last night, you very much articulated exactly what we were thinking, which was Joel Embiid's taking no responsibility for his lackluster performance in the second half, and he's just putting on everyone else, not named James Harden and Joel Embiid.
That's not true.
And so this is a microcosm of what the 76ers' problem has been the last 3 years.
Whoa, slow down. What are you talking about, Joel Embiid?
No one takes responsibility for losing in this organization. It's
Joel
everyone else's fault.
Joel Embiid sat down on Sunday after the game and said, the first word that came out of his mouth, I need to do better. Myself and James need to do better. We as a team need to do better. It's not 2-on-5, it's 5-on-5. We need to do better. He reiterated that it starts with me. And so to say that Joel Embiid did not take accountability is the first thing that came out of his mouth.
I heard it differently, JR.
You heard what differently.
I get what you're saying, but
no, it's not get what I say. You can go back or we can play exactly what came out of his mouth. He has said for years, and he's actually done it through his actions, he's gotten better. Joel Embiid isn't some dude who sits around on Twitter rolling around about what Rihanna is wearing or asking Rihanna for a date. He's not some dude who's just, oh, man, he's here and he's there. This dude was whipping ass this year, and he became MVP. And when they lost, yeah, they stunk. He said he needs to do better. And then he said, I will do better. That's the first thing that came out of his mouth.
And then he pulled the Giannis, and you and I both know that.
Yes, he did.
Thank you.
He talked about this is not a failure. I agree with you there.
Thank you.
But I'm not, well, it's not thank you. It's not a lack of accountability. What we can't do or what I won't do is to pin thoughts on what people say. I'm going to look at what you say, and I'm going to look at your actions. I'm not going to look at or listen to what you say and just try to deeply draw my own conclusions. If Joel Embiid has shown over the past few years, he's done a few things. Is he still big? Can he stand to lose more weight? Yeah. But you know what? He got the body that he does. Joel Embiid has improved over the past few years to A, be a little bit more reliable with his body, despite always being hurt. Joel Embiid has seemingly been more consistent in being a dominant player. And Joel Embiid, for someone who just lost again, unfortunately, in the second round, Joel Embiid sat in front of the media and said, I need to do better. If he thinks the same way Giannis does, and Giannis has a championship, so I guess he can have leeway in saying it, that this is not a failure, I already made my point clear on that. He can think whatever he wants to about where failure falls in sports. But when you boil down to his personal performance, he did not run from accountability. If you want to look at the 76ers and take issue with the organization, you can look at Daryl Morey. You can look at the relationship between Morey and James Harden. You can look at the lack of commitment to being a full-time professional of James Harden. But to say that Joel Embiid didn't take accountability or pass the buck, or to look at Doc Rivers and say that he was dishonest when discussing his future, welcome to the world of sports. They want to keep things close to the vest for personal reasons, for financial reasons, for team reasons, for relationship reasons. It's not enough to just back the bus up because these dudes are doing their job. Give them a break.
Oh, sorry. I was just waiting for you to finish. JR, I get everything you're saying. I just think that Joel Embiid and James Harden completely and utterly quit playing in that second half. This is the third season in which the 76ers have drastically underachieved. They have lost big games at home. James Harden did not score a single point in the second half against the Miami Heat last year's playoffs. We know what happened with the debacle versus your Atlanta Hawks. I shouldn't say your Atlanta Hawks, but the fact that you have resided there for a while, I think of that. And so the reality is Doc Rivers is lucky to even have made it to year three. Like, Monty Williams has every right to be perturbed for being fired. Doc Rivers, we all saw this coming. That's all I'm saying.
That's not the original point that you made. That's saying something else.
The original point that I made was Doc Rivers was making it out to be, hey, look at me. I'm in such a tough, difficult, tumultuous profession. It's coaching. Everyone gets the axe.
He said something that's a fact. He said something that's fact. And he was asked a very simple question, and he gave a very simple answer. And you just said, well, he's lying, and he's making himself out to be a victim.
He is.
I don't know how you drew all – let's play it one more time. I don't know how you drew all of that out of this simple question. Play it.
Are you planning to be the coach of the team next year?
Yeah. I think I got 2 years left, so –
Given the tenor of what you've seen happen in the last two or three days, where coaches of the year, guys with titles.
Yeah, no one's safe in our business, and I get that.
And your response to that is Doc Rivers is a lie, and he's making himself out to be a victim.
I'm just saying
Shep, I got to tell you.
Yes, sir.
That sounds ridiculous. Like, to draw that from just that portion, if we are not going to,
right.
But if we want to sit down and listen to what may have been a 5 to 10 minute press conference after he lost, then maybe there's some added context. But to draw that conclusion just off of – are you just drawing that off of that statement right there? That interaction?
Yes, because Jared, if we really want to look full context at this, like let's just be real about this for a second. Monty Williams had one of the worst home losses I have ever seen as a number one seed when they were down 30 points to the Dallas Mavericks that had no business even pushing that series to a Game 7, and Phoenix should have been a lock to get back to the NBA Finals. Like, Monty Williams lost the locker room, and in particular, the guy that was the number one overall pick, however you think he was, underachieving as a number one overall pick, and it should have been Luka and Trae Young first. We all get that. And you look at Nick Nurse. Nick Nurse has drastically underachieved since Kawhi Leonard bolted for L.A. Nick Nurse lost in a play-in game, which he had no business losing to in the Chicago Bulls. Like, there's justification for why these coaches have been let go. Like, this is not the most difficult profession in the world, and coaches get fired if you underachieve and underperform, and you get paid handsomely in order to do that. So I don't understand why Doc is making this out to be, this is an unsafe profession, it's a difficult profession. That's the perception I get from Doc Rivers trying to make this
Shep,
into being a victim. Yes.
Shep, the person who asked the question brought up those instances.
Right.
Doc Rivers did not bring up those instances himself. He was asked about himself. He was asked, hey, all of these dudes got fired. Would you be shocked if you got fired? Doc Rivers made it very clear. They've had this amount of success actually winning a championship. I haven't. And so it's a given that nobody is safe. If they're not safe for the success that they've had, then how the hell would I be safe? That's what he just said.
Gotcha.
That came out of his mouth. Let's play it one last time.
Okay.
Are you planning to be the coach of the team next year?
Yeah. I think I got 2 years left. So
given the tenor of what you've seen happen in the last two or three days, where coaches of the year, guys with titles.
Yeah, no one's safe in our business, you know, and I get that.
Yeah, that's he just said it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I do not smoke, but Shep, I need to find me a cigarette. You set me up on a bad habit here.
Sorry about that.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side. And speaking of Doc Rivers, there's a future Hall of Famer, future basketball Hall of Famer, who wants Doc to coach him. And I think he wants some company as well. I'll tell you who it is on the other side. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, first of all, I got to tell you something. I have been blind for 40 years now. I lost my eyesight when I was 19 years old. I've been listening to sports radio for 40 years because it's more informative than television to me. You, my friend, are the most realistic broadcaster I have ever heard in my life, and I thank you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
That's a hell of a compliment. Thank you very much. I take a different approach to sports radio. I appreciate that. I take a storytelling approach. Thank you. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I must let you know, game one of the Western Conference Finals, it is done. It is a wrap. The Denver Nuggets just beat the Los Angeles Lakers. The final score, 132-126. The Nuggets pretty much on fire here in the early portion of the game, leading by 21 points. Later on, at one point, the Lakers were able to close the gap to 3 points. But let me tell you about this game. Jokic had a game. 34 points, 21 rebounds, and 14 assists. Jamal Murray, 31 points, 5 assists. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, 21 points. Anthony Davis, he had himself a game. 40 points and 10 rebounds. And LeBron James, 26 points, 12 rebounds, and 9 assists. Now, here's the deal. The Lakers went on a 9-0 run to kind of close things up. The Nuggets were able to ultimately hold on. I'm not shocked that the Lakers lost here, you know, on the road. You needed a little bit of help. Rui Hachimura came on, had 17 points off the bench, was also able to help slow down Jokic a little bit towards the end of the game. But Dennis Schroeder had 6 points. D'Angelo Russell had 8. Lonnie Walker had 6. That's pretty much the difference there. You look at someone like Bruce Brown. He had 14 points off the bench in the first half of the game. They only had 19 points off the bench total, but then you had Pope, who got hot, contributing 21. Aaron Gordon had 12. Michael Porter Jr. had 15, and I told you about Jokic and his 34. And so the ancillary players, the surrounding players, the supporting cast, they were able to chip in big time for the Denver Nuggets at home. Let's see what they do in game two. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. A matter of fact, Nikola Jokic, he just spoke to Lisa Salters. This is what he had to say on ESPN after his big victory.
We control the pace, we control the defense, we control the rebounds. And in the second half, we lost it. They're really good, talented team. And we lost the composure that we were having in the first half.
like you said, you guys were up 21 points in this game. Just what was going through your mind when you looked up at the scoreboard and it's a three-point game in the fourth quarter?
I mean, we knew that they're going to come. They're going. They're coming. That's a tough team. But win by one or win by 20 at this time of the year, it doesn't matter. Win is a win.
It was an historic night for you. So much. We were all looking forward to the matchup between you and Anthony Davis. You had a triple-double in the third quarter. Just how are you? What was the key to your success tonight?
I mean, just to win a game. I didn't have any going into the game, any like I'm going to do this, this, and this. I was just going to win the game, and hopefully we did it.
Well, yeah, not hopefully they did it. They did it. So thankfully you did it. And Jokic just scored his 12th career playoff triple-double. Six of them have come this postseason, and the Nuggets as a team just 7-0 here in the postseason, or seven straight home victory in the playoffs. They've been tough to beat at home all season long. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. On the other side of the break, I'm going to play you some more of the actual live game action that took place between the Nuggets and the Lakers. Before we went to break, we talked about Doc Rivers. He has been given the boot by the Philadelphia 76ers to the shock and the surprise of nobody. And so Doc Rivers is on the unemployment line, just like of other a lot of other coaches, whether it's Budenholzer or Nick Nurse. And I'm sure Monty Williams, everybody's just going to be playing musical chairs here. I'm not sure if Doc Rivers is going to get another job. Let's see what takes place. And then I want to tell you about someone who wants to recruit Doc Rivers and a bunch of other players to join him. I'll tell you about that in a second. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Jacob calling from Florida. Go ahead, Jacob.
Hey, Jacob, can you hear me good?
Loud and clear.
Good, good. I just got back to the farm here, bud. I do agree with you. I think Doc Rivers, that was kind of coming and everything. Nobody's safe in the NBA. And to kind of add on to your last segment, he was just talking about his contract. He wasn't boohooing, you know, for sympathy from people. But I do want to bring up one other point with the Aaron Judge thing.
Okay.
Baseball's a lot more interesting with a little bit of era cheating to it.
It's drama, man. It's drama. Let me tell you something. The New York Yankees put on their own Instagram page, cinema, because it's theater. Baseball is good when you have so much theater surrounding. I'll take it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, a little bit of greasy palm here, there,
yeah.
You know, dropping some plays here in football. It just it all adds up to a better story.
I hear you. That's what the hell I look for, Jacob, stories. I want to see Bryce Harper trying to run into the other dugout. I want to see Aaron Judge pointing to where he hit his home run. Like I'm here for all of it. 855-212-4CBS. Scott is calling from Seattle. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, how are you doing tonight?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, I was great until your sidekick got on there and started making those crazy comments about Doc Rivers. I'm with you. I don't get it. I don't understand how he read that out of what he said. I mean, maybe I'm old school and it's the generation gap. I don't know, because I have kids and they look at things totally different than I do. And I don't know, because you're closer to my age. I'm 59, and so...
No, I ain't closer to your age, man.
Well, you're closer to my age than he is. I know that just by your voice.
He's not too far behind me, but neither one of us are close to you.
Well, great. Well, thanks a lot. Well, I'm not old either, to tell you the truth.
Well,
59 ain't nothing. But, you know, I've been watching – I've been – for 51 years, I've been watching the NBA and thoroughly. I've never seen – I've seen a million different interviews, post-games – nothing. I never saw anything like what he just said, what he, your sidekick, was hearing. I don't hear not one
his,
bit
his
like
name
that.
His name is Shep.
Shep. Yeah. Yes. Shep or Jeff?
No, Shep, as in.
Yeah. As in
S H E P, Shepherd.
Oh, Shep. Oh, like one of the Three Stooges. Okay. Anyway, so.
Oh, whoa. Hey. Let's be nice here. Let's not do that. Okay.
Hey, I'm sorry.
Hey, relax. Hey, Shep, do you want to respond to him? You want to insult him back?
Yeah, go right ahead. I'm 59.
Go ahead, Shep. Get him.
Yeah, I don't talk to people that are senior citizens like that. So
right.
Go ahead,
okay.
Scott, and say whatever you want about me. I guess imitation is the most sincere form of flattery, or in your case, insult. So I appreciate it, and you have a nice day, sir.
No, I just didn't know your name. No big deal. I wasn't trying to insult you.
The only person who hurls insults around here is me, Scott, okay?
Okay, yeah, and you do it very well, too, by the way.
I try my best. Hey, Scott, I appreciate you. Call anytime, all right?
No problem. Take care,
go
guys.
Easy. And thank you, Scott. Appreciate you. And no insults here. That's just me. Hey, let's go to David from Buffalo. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, David?
Hey, what's up, JR? How are you doing tonight, man?
I'm good. Go ahead.
Yeah, just want to jump in and talk about game one from tonight. I think this was a big moment for Jokic because, the big thing about this series is everybody's going to talk about how great LeBron and this new supporting cast is for the Lakers.
No.
Go ahead, finish. A lot of people, have talked about what they did in the previous series, and to me, this was a big statement for Denver tonight, to say, hey, we're the number one seed, we had the best regular season record, and now we got to prove it when it matters most, and I think for Jokic tonight, as the leader of that team, it was a huge thing.
Yeah, well, head coach Mike Malone said it when they advanced. He said, it doesn't matter who we beat, what we do. Until we win a championship, people are going to look at us as the team that needs to get over the hump, and that's accurate. And so I don't see why not. They did something that they should have done tonight, and that's win game one at home. And let's see if they can go up 2-0. We'll find out in two nights, so we'll see.
Absolutely, man. No doubt about it. And quick prediction, man. I went up to the PGA Championship to watch it yesterday. I like John Rahm winning another major, man. I think he's got a shot at winning all four this year.
Oh, well, damn. All right. Well, let's see if that comes true. The odds are certainly not in his favor. Appreciate you, David.
Thanks, buddy.
No doubt about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. We're going to get to some more audio. A matter of fact, Darvin Ham is actually speaking to the media right now, this moment, this second. How about this? Ja Morant has released a statement. I will read that to you on the other side of the break, and then I'll tell you what former NBA player wants all of the bum-ass NBA players and fired coaches to come join him. You'll hear from that bum as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Man, I love the show. JR, I just want to say, man, your show is not a show if I don't get at least one, oh, God, from you, one of your callers. With this guy talking about Robert De Niro, and you're like, well, what's the point? Well, he ate pizza and his son. And these last 5 minutes had to have been the most hilarious I've ever heard on your show.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
I don't know if I hit a old God yet. Might be coming. Hey, there's a lot to do. Ja Morant released a statement. Let me just read you this garbage from Ja Morant. And then Adam Silver talked about him as well. Darvin Ham just spoke to the media, but let me get this Ja Morant nonsense out the way first. Hold on, this is live on the radio. I'll do what I want. Hold on a second. Here we go. Ja Morant. I know I've disappointed a lot of people who have supported me. This is a journey, and I recognize there is more work to do. My words may not mean much right now, but I take full accountability for my actions. I'm committed and continuing to work on myself. Bruh, nobody cares, man. Nobody cares. Sorry, don't care. You didn't even need to put out a statement. Why? Because it reads BS. I guess putting out a statement is absolutely necessary, but it means as much as a two-year-old saying, I didn't eat the cookies, and the crumbs are all over their face. Who cares, man? Like, just go away, take your punishment, and grow up. Get whatever help that you need and go away. I remember his first game back, first road game here in Atlanta. Everybody was so excited to see him. And it's one thing to see so many fans in the stands. The State Farm Arena was jumping. There were kids all over the place, Ja Morant jersey this. And you just knew that there were so many kids that showed up at the game just to see him. There were so many kids who were at a game only in the season to see him. This guy's a jackass. Or he's sick, or he's a combination. Good for him. So much so. Adam Silver talked about this. This is the first time Adam Silver addressed this publicly right before the NBA draft lottery tonight. This is what Adam Silver had to say about Morant on ESPN. He said he thought everything that took place from last year's events to a couple of months ago, shotgun willies, all of this nonsense. Adam Silver said, I thought we had a good conversation.
An 8-game suspension was pretty serious and something that he, at least to me, seemed to take incredibly seriously in that time. And we spoke for a long time about not just the consequences that could have on his career, but the safety issues around it. Could have injured, maimed, killed himself, someone else with an act like that. And also the acknowledgement that, as you said, he's a star. I mean, he has an incredibly huge following.
Yeah.
And that my concern, and I thought he shared with me, that millions, if not tens of millions of kids globally would see him as having done something that was celebrating in a way, you know, that act.
Okay. Adam Silver sounds like he just fell out the womb, like he's naive to what's going on here. Adam Silver says, oh, my God, the video? This is what Adam Silver had to say about the video.
I at least was left with the sense that he was taking this incredibly seriously. So, honestly, I was shocked when I saw this weekend that video. Now, we're in the process of investigating it. And we'll figure out exactly what happened to the best we can then. It's the video's a bit grainy and all that, but I'm assuming the worst, you know, but we'll figure out, you know, exactly what happened there.
Ja Morant wasn't holding a Game Boy. He wasn't holding a VCR. He wasn't holding a remote control. It was a weapon. Why was he so quick to put it down? Why was the camera so quick to shut off? Why have the Memphis Grizzlies suspended him? I mean, sure, you got to go through all the proper channels and do all of the investigating. Like I said last night, he needs to go away for an entire year. The closest he needs to get to basketball is watching it on television. If the real rehabilitation facility allows him to watch television, because that's where it seems he needs to be. Anyway, if you were watching television or maybe listening on the radio or maybe you weren't, the Denver Nuggets, they just beat the Lakers 132-126. This was a beatdown early. At halftime, the Nuggets led 72-54. The Lakers went on a late run at the end of the game. They actually outscored the Denver Nuggets in both the third and fourth quarters. A 21-point lead went down to a 3-point lead. But it wasn't enough. And so Denver takes game one, led by Nikola Jokic and his 34 points, 21 rebounds, and 14 assists. Anthony Davis, oh, he showed up tonight, 40 points and 10 rebounds. Darvin Ham even decided to throw Rui Hachimura at Jokic late in the game as the Lakers went on their run, but it was not enough. This is what Darvin Ham, he just finished speaking to the media. This is what he had to say about slowing down that giant man nicknamed the Joker.
Well, just, you know, pivoting within the game, you know, making a slight adjustment. Wanted to take A off as being the initial line of defense. And hopefully, you know, Rui could turn him, make him go east-west a little bit more. And once he went up to shoot, you know, he shoots 70% on those floaters, those little short-range chip shots and floaters and hooks and little one-leg fadeaways. He shoots them at an amazing rate, scores them, I should say. So just the idea was just to get A behind him a little bit and have A as that big, long arm just ready to contest over the top of Rui. And so it was good for us in some segments. And, you know, we were able to, after a tough first half, giving up 72 points, claw our way back into it. I think the closest we got was within three. But, you know, hats off to them. They came out. They defended their home floor.
Yeah, a little bit of help defense. Throw a body on him with Rui and have Anthony Davis hedge the best way possible. 855-212-4CBS. Jared is calling from New York. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey,
Jared, you're live. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm enjoying the show very much. I want to talk about Austin Reeves, how great he's been for the Lakers.
Yeah, well, this is your forum to do it. Go ahead.
All right, well, he's hit amazing shots, and during game two of the Memphis series, I was watching with my girlfriend, and he was, like, stretching out his jersey, so I want to get a new nickname for him off the ground.
Oh, no. Poor guy hung up on himself. Okay. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Johnny calling from Atlanta. Go ahead, Johnny.
What's going on, J.R.? I called in yesterday. I said Doc Rivers is going to get fired because of Monty Williams. That's what the Phoenix Sun, I mean, the 76ers want was Monty Williams. And to me, Doc Rivers just living off a championship he won off three Hall of Famers. So, I wasn't surprised by that firing.
I don't think anybody was surprised by the firing, Johnny. And I would agree with you. A lot of Doc Rivers, his time being from whether it's the Clippers and then obviously going on to now the Sixers, yeah, he has been able to hang his hat on longevity. He's been able to hang his hat on the success he had with the Celtics. And he's been around a long, long time. And he's good, but when it comes to the major moments, he just doesn't get the job done. And now he's watching, or he will be watching like everybody else, except for he's going to get paid to do so. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The head coach of the winning team tonight, Mike Malone, just spoke to the media, said he's not happy with what they did in the second half despite winning the game. Austin Reeves is currently speaking to the media. I told you about a loser who's trying to recruit Doc Rivers to be his coach. I'll tell you about that on the other side. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Don't join Doc Rivers. Keep your job. I'll explain on the other side. Don't move.
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts, the iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today, get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold-out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights, fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.